And it's time now to understand what in the world is going on in outer space as well as our own inner space. It's our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, here on this St. Patrick's Day as we continue talking about Pisces, although I do know there's another sign that's that we're fast approaching as well, and we want to talk a little bit about that as we move forward through these various, I'll use the phrase we're using in the program today, through these stages of the calendar from Pisces to Aries. So let's pick it up a little bit where we left off last week, as we are going to continue doing this, folks, on a regular basis throughout, as well as talking about what's happening, what's in retrograde, what's stabilizing, what's helping us, what's kind of hindering us today, tomorrow, this week, and that kind of thing.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard. We are in the last waning days, again, in the traditional astrology, of the energy of Pisces. Now, Pisces is the 12th of 12 signs of the zodiac, and so this, in the Piscean stage, you are wrapping things up, and you're integrating what you've learned. You're integrating the different parts of your psyche and your soul.
So when is New Year's Day?
New Year's Day this year is Monday.
Okay.
It's at the spring equinox when the sun moves from Pisces into Aries, and the days and nights are of equal length.
Now, do the spring and autumnal equinoxes seem to shift? I know they shift a little bit, but usually it's traditionally like the 21st, which is the first day of spring, most people think of, but you're saying the 19th.
Yeah, there is a range.
Okay.
There is a range between about the 19th and the 23rd every year. I think a lot of it depends on how where we are in our Gregorian calendar cycles. But it's the 19th this year, and it happens at 10:14 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
And the days and nights on Monday are of equal length, and it's a moment of balance, and it's a time when we can kind of catch our breath and be grateful for what has come, and then refocus very decisively, because Aries is such a decisive energy, on the next goals and priorities.
And as you said, wrap things up as well as plan for the coming 12 months.
Take the next step.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it is in agrarian cultures, you know, it is still the planting time. We are now in the planting time.
Yeah, I know. We have to get down into the dirt right now and start tilling it, because, and I'm speaking literally here, we need to start planting our crops, because otherwise we'll have nothing in the fall.
Yeah, Eric is distraught. He was planning to rototill the garden this weekend, and so that got postponed because of our rain, but we're glad to have the rain.
Hey, a little rain isn't going to hurt him.
No, yeah, tell them to get out there anyway.
That's right. all right. So tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to in the next week to 10 days.
Well, what I really like about right now, again, is there's often a sense of clarity at the equinox. There's an aha, especially when it comes with all these retrogrades. It's a time of clarity. You might not always like what you see, but at least, you know, clarity is our friend.
Yeah.
If you know what's going on, you can figure out how to work with it.
Yeah.
And so I love the clarity at this point in time and the new beginnings.
And we can all use a little bit of that, because so much is going on. The dust gets kicked up, you know, euphemistically speaking.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to focus. I have to tell you that because this past week's schedule has been somewhat topsy-turvy, it's been a good week. It hasn't been a problem week. But because my schedule has been shifting around so much this past week, on Friday, yesterday, I kept thinking it was Monday.
Oops.
Because I didn't have the normal Friday routine.
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, so tomorrow I'll come in and we'll do this. And wait a minute. No, this is Friday. So it happens to all of us from time to time. We forget where we are and what we're doing. So clarity is definitely a good thing. And they can get more clarity by contacting you at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, 963-0842.
Thank you, Richard.
And we will be talking to you a little later.
Awesome.
I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We will be back with Tony Cookson in just a moment.